Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Dream Theme Thursday, June 15, 2017. We're smack dab in the middle of the month already. Time flies. I'm telling you guys, it is the best time in the world. It's just changing to summer. People are happy. Kids are getting out of school. I've been to 3 graduations in the last week. Talk about busy. But they have graduations for 5th grade, the 10-year-olds, and they have graduations for the 8th grade going into high school. And it's a big step for kids. And, you know, watching all the work they do and having something to shoot for has just been amazing to see. So it's been busy. I think it's getting quiet now. No more graduations. Everything's just kind of hanging. So let's see how this week goes. But I got these great dreams, and some of them came earlier in the week, so I hope I can get through them all. The first dream I'm going to read today is from Frances Robinson, and she writes, "Hi, Nadia. Khalil, if you have time on Thursday, finally remembered enough of a dream to post it. In the dream, I drove into an intersection on a green light, and when I reached the other side of it, a parade of people started crossing the road in front of me against a red light. The parade was led by a woman on a white horse. She was wearing a white cowgirl outfit and a lot of red and silver trim. The white horse was also fancy with the same colors. She was turned to the left and motioning to the people behind her to follow her, although she was looking at me. The people following her were walking towards and around the car I was driving and looking at me like I was in the wrong. I was already driving very slowly and stopped for them to pass in front of me and wondered why I hadn't hit any of them. Everything in the dream was dull gray, including me, the car I was driving, the people in the parade, and the street scene around us. Everything was gray except for the green light, the woman, her clothes, and the horse. Thank you, Nadia." I saw this online, and I saw there were some people who were trying to interpret it. And I couldn't read it because if I read it, I start getting caught up in that. And I love just reading them clean on the show. So that way I can, just let it happen. And I was just telling a 13-year-old child about my Dream Theme Thursday show. And then she started telling me her dreams. It's so funny. But this dream is letting you know, no matter what we're doing, not to discount our time, that we think we're just driving a car and it's boring and I'm just going from here to there. And every day is the same and everything is different. And this dream saying things are different. And I'm going to show you how clear and easy it is to see. So everything else kind of fades to gray. And this pick something you're remembering every single thing about. They're totally unfazed by its environment. The horse, the woman, the people following the horse, and the woman. They didn't feel like they had to follow the rules. They were all together. They were all on the same page. They all were in white, the horse and the woman leading them were in white. She was motioning to people to follow her, but she was looking right at you. And when you look, you think that people, like you said, were looking at you like you were in the wrong. Her looking right at you, and she was the leader, was telling you that you can get up and do what you desire. It's not that you're not doing what you desire. That's not what this says. But it says it's possible to do what you desire. seeing something like this is like the fantasy that a young child has when they're young and they decide what they want to be like when they grow up. How many horses are in all of the dream or the love or the Disney movies? And they even put unicorns on them to make them even different. And you were more realistic. You're realistic about your desires. Because this was like a real woman on a real horse that was unfazed and didn't even live in this paradigm. And everything else that didn't matter anymore. So you're changing and you're growing and you broke through that wall. Know that desire, and I'm not talking about desire like it's a dream. I'm talking about the fact that when we're still alive, there's a lot we can still do. And this dream is reminding you that that portal, that door is open. And when you look in it, you see things that are incredible. Like people who are already doing what you know you can do. Then honestly, it may be something as simple as changing how you work, changing your days. You were there, and she looked at you, was telling you to focus on you in a different light. That this may all look like you're just driving home, but look at what is actually happening that people can't see yet. So there's something in you that believes in a bigger you. And that's the true desire that keeps us motivated. And this dream is all about desire and motivation. The motivation to out of a routine, not a comfort zone, but a routine. And put yourself in another phase of your life. Because all you have to do is look and you will see it differently. But for some reason, we got so used to just not looking and thinking that's the same old building and this is the same old house and these are the same people I see over and over again. But you don't have to change your environment. Your environment is fine. It's you that sees the world in a different light, and you can live in that world in that different light. You don't have to live in the old light anymore that has faded out, and let yourself think that things are possible in the sense that you're not stuck in your ways as much as you might think. You're not unable to continue growing. That you are that person on the white horse. And it was like you looking at you in the mirror. You have that power to lead. You're very quiet and you can do it in your own way. You have that power to influence and you can do that in your own way. Because that woman on the horse was influencing others and letting them know, hey, you know what? You can go this way. It's okay. So what? It's a red light. It's okay. You weren't really looked at as being in the wrong place. You felt that when you branch out, that you're in the wrong place. Because it's odd for you to be seen. But she saw you. She stopped and looked at you to let you know you are seen. And you can make the most of being seen. It's interesting because Francis Robinson is an amazing cataloger. And Francis, in real life, not in the dream, catalogs all of the radio shows. All of them. We just got the last batch about a week ago. And she put them in a way where if you want to look up an old topic, you can find it. And you can find a synopsis of the show. And what are we at, 800? About all these shows are documented and forever now able to be found because of the work that Frances is doing. And in her way, she's led us able to locate what we need. She created a forum because, Frances, you're just very quiet. So in your dream, this lady didn't challenge you. She just let you know that you are a leader in your own way, and that portal, that door is open for you. No matter what you try to do or decide to do with your time, you have this in you. Not all leaders, people behind the microphone. Sometimes people are doing it and they have no idea it's happening. Einstein sounds like the most brilliant, efficient leader of his time. But when he was alive, he wasn't going around doing inspirational speeches. He was just working. It was his work that became the leader later on. So it's letting you know that you have all these different dimensions to you. Just like this in the dream, this fantasy was a different dimension that existed within the dimension you already were in. Because when you, there's something Wayne Dyer said, and I know he passed away a couple of years ago, and he said when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Telling you. It's okay to live in the place where you're not in a routine all the time. Because you have become a quiet leader on your own terms. And you can lead. That is you. You do shine like that. It's an interesting dream that it doesn't give hope, it gives a promise. It's saying, this is already here. The fact that you were looked in the eyes and you didn't feel separated from it included you in it. That part of you let you know it's there. It's there and it will always be there. It's not going to go away. It's a great dream. I hope that helped you, because it's funny how everything was gray except for the green light, the woman, her clothes, and the horse. Because it's time for you to see you. I see Liam wrote in the chat, maybe Mrs. Robinson should let go of the old ways, religion, and that even though Jesus loves you more than you will know, and heaven holds a place for those who pray, but God isn't about right or wrong or rules or the red light and green light. A Simon and Garfunkel song, but an analogy breaking the rules and trusting love. Yes. Sorry, I blew my nose, but oh my God, it's just, fills with water in the morning lately. Yesterday I was kind of groggy on the show too. And then it goes away like right after the show's done. I don't need to do it anymore. It just wants to show off while I'm on the show. I swear to God. So now I have another dream. I have a dream from Maureen Cook. And Maureen, let me see. She just caught up on the last two shows. Wow. Holy power pack. That was the last two shows of this week. So Tuesday, Wednesday. They were. Yesterday, I feel like I was talking loud the whole time. Like I couldn't even bring down my voice. But she said, if you have time, I see you have some awesome dreams already. But I have a small spirit of a dream with you in it. First time I've ever had you in a dream. So in the dream, you're waving your arms around my daughter's head. And it's like you are trying to clear the energy. Else was not making much sense. She was like gibbering. Then you were doing the same to me. And I feel the pressure of the energy you are sending towards me, and you are saying to me to look at you, and I do. I do see you. I am looking in your eyes. I see you clearly.
and you say it again to me as if you cannot see that I see you. That's it. It was kind of cool watching you wave your arms around working with the energy in the personal aura. Thanks, Nadia Khalil. So that you and your daughter were in the dream and that I was involved with both of you and saying that the two of you have a lot more to share than you have already shared in life. Again, both of these dreams are changing direction, changing routine, growing in depth. For Frances, it was understanding she's a leader. And for you, Maureen, and for your daughter, Alex, when I wave my arms, when I do that, actually, what you just described in here in real life, I did it when I first realized that my son, who has OCD, energy, I saw the energy. It was like a glimpse, and I saw the energy around him, and it was like a gray matter. And it was very weak. And, you know, OCD is an anxiety-driven disorder, and it's like a disorder of our time. So when I saw that, I literally went around his head, and I moved my arms around his head. And I it was funny because as I did it, I knew I was wiping that energy away. And then I looked at my son, and he's like fighting for this energy. Like literally fighting for it because he was too scared to live without it. So then I had to tell my son, you got to give her permission not to be there. And you got to talk to this energy because it's obedient to love. And he's like, what? And I said, do it. Tell it doesn't have permission to be here. And I mean, that day, I never really understood energy. But I think I had to try to save my own son because between the autism and the OCD and all these little moving parts, I didn't know how to synchronize it. So I did that to around his head and he started laughing at me. But then he's like, wow, I feel better. So I go, wow, there must be something to this. And it was like 3 to 4 hours of fighting this energy for me to understand it. And it was like it had a cage around his head. It was just the most amazing thing. But this was like real life. So for you to see me do that in your dream is interesting. And I'm so glad you shared this dream with me because us knowing each other is a symbol of you breaking away from the pressures and from the stress of energies that come to you that try to take you down. It's like you have the tools, you and your daughter, to take on whatever comes, and you have the ability to do it. Because not every day is the same for people. Once in a while, you know, we get in a place where we're tired, we're defeated, we're not sure what we're doing. We're just like not here nor there. But we know there's more in us and we know there's a lot we can do with our time. And this is just saying that the connection between you and your daughter is the strength of both of you. You are hers and she is yours. And you both have the same thing in you. Not very much, believe it or not, but there's more in you that you have, more talent than you even know you have towards doing the things that you love to do. And to let that talent lead you, because all you needed to do was to get rid of the blocks, and the blocks that are left in anyone, your daughter or you, are invisible. That you don't have physical things, whether it's money, a house, the things you want or need. It has nothing to do with the physical things. It has to do with the emotional and the mental. And that's what this dream is telling you.
some people's physical blocks. I don't have enough money to do this. I don't have enough money to do that. I got to do this. And you may have thought that all of your life. And that was a thought that took you to a certain place. But the bigger truth is the block both of you have in this life have nothing to do with anything physical. It's you releasing your mental capacity so that you can get to where you want to go. That's a big switch in thought. I see Eliana, who's in the chat. That is so cool. Eliana's in the chat. We have our guests, and Liam and Nancy and Francis. So, Francis, you got to let me know about your dream. But I gotta see what Eliana's saying in the chat. Nadia pops in and out of my dreams and at times during the daylight as well. And she's laughing. And then she says, nice dreams, Francis. And you're in a car. Ha ha. I remember you had said that you gave up your car. It was probably a rental. And Liam says, I don't know what just happened. Put a guitar pick just fell off my worktop. Guitar gift. Why not? I mean, if you can play the guitar, go for it. Oh, I'm so glad. Francis said the interpretation meant something to us. So it's always good to know. So now I have another dream from Mariachi. So I hope you're in there, one of the guests or one of the numbers that I see. I'm sending you two dreams. If you have the time to read them, here we go. Dream number one, me and my family are watching my little niece. We are waiting for her to fall. Wait, we are waiting. It doesn't say to or for her. For her to fall and hurt herself, but every time she would fall, she would just transform herself into an animal made of balloons. It looked like the softness of the balloons were protecting her from the harshness of the floor. Then as she made a few steps further, she fell and finally hurt her head. For some reason, we all wanted her to feel that. It was almost like a relief, but yet a balloon popped out of her head and made a pillow for her. Imagine. You wanted her to get hurt because that was expected. If you fall, you're supposed to get hurt. But your little niece has the ability to understand that if she falls, she only gets stronger. She has a mentality that doesn't have a fail switch. It doesn't say, I could fail. So every time she tries, and she'll try, and she'll try, and she'll try, and people get tired of her trying. And they just want her to learn a lesson and just kind of get with the program, what everybody else is doing. And she's like, but I don't really care. What I really care about is what I'm doing. And what I'm doing, I may not be sure what it is yet, but I'm willing to try and try and try and try again. Dream in the sense that the fact that you had the dream is telling you not to be scared to try anything you want to try because there's no downside to it. Because sometimes we walk around and we think there's a downside. And I can't do that because. And that because has stopped so many dreams from happening, so many days from being different, so many things that you have nothing to lose by trying, and then you lose because you didn't try. And it's just saying, try. None of us have anything to lose. All we have is that we didn't try. So try. Don't be scared of your own dreams. Don't be scared of your own work. Don't be scared of what you want to do. Don't find a reason of putting yourself off. Because that's what happens. You put yourself off, and then what happens? A week goes by, 2 weeks go by, a year go by, and it becomes a mentality. It becomes the way you think. Becomes who you are, becomes something you're used to saying, I feel like doing this, but I don't really need to.
I'm already okay. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I don't want anyone to think anything different. I'll be okay. But then you don't know why you're not resting inside. And it's only because you didn't challenge yourself. You didn't take yourself up on your thoughts. You knew you could do those things. You just, the change was too big of a change in for you, not for anybody else. Take the chance. You are not going to hurt yourself. And you will be shocked at how much better you feel that you can believe in the decisions you make. I have 4 minutes left. Dream number two. Dream. I am approaching my old high school friends. They are all very angry at me and nobody wants to speak with me. I don't understand why. Then one of them is telling me that I should speak to Martha. I am confused because she was more just an acquaintance and not a close friend. Me and Martha are speaking and realize how much ugly said to me and about her and vice versa. It seemed like some unknown person were trying to separate us. We decided to stay in touch and work things out. Then I saw a program on a computer screen. It was made by two columns, left and right. Left column was made of sentences that perfectly matched sentences in the right column. I was in awe. It seemed like the two parts had finally found each other. Then the program started running from the beginning and everything was going well, but the right column stopped producing sentences, so the dream ended with the question atmosphere. As I was waking up, I heard a theme song from a cartoon, We Are the Wings. Thank you very much. I have to say, this connects to your first dream. Both are telling you, wherever it is you are at, take the leap, take the chance. It's not what you think it is. Nothing is as it seems. You're not going to get hurt if you fall. Even if you hit your head on the ground, you are not going to get hurt. Nothing is as it seems. Martha is the other voice in your head. Martha's the other one, the part of you that says no to your yes, but then when you get there, you find out that you're just as strong as Martha is. And Martha's just as strong as you are. Don't forget that whatever it is you can do, you can do it. Putting it off so you finally met your other half because you're ready to go. So go. Let yourself cross the street. There's a whole world for you to see. And you're just staying on your side of the street because you're scared if you cross the street, a car is going to run you over. You're going to fall and hit your head. You're not going to understand the other side. But you're understanding it. You get it. You have all the tools you need already. You don't need to find another one. Really crazy, but very, very cool. So thank you for your dreams. Pay attention to your dreams. And you say, a couple of days ago, I was watching a show, suddenly a man started talking about goats and their resilience. Mind you, the show has nothing to do with the animals whatsoever. I immediately thought of you. How funny. Have a great day. Thank you, Mariachi. Great dream. Listen to what was said. You can cross the road. Don't forget that. You guys, I have 15 seconds left. I'll see you tomorrow for Questions Friday. Have a great day. I love you guys so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.